I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, Bay, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smelt that dairy air, hey.
Many of us have bucket lists, things we want to do, places we want to see before we die. And today we're going to talk with the author of a Wisconsin-specific bucket list that includes 100 places to go and experiences to have in the Badger State. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 22nd. We will welcome your recommendations too. The places and things that are on your Wisconsin bucket list at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Very happy to have with us Kelly Jo Stull. She's a Wisconsin native, a UW Stevens Point graduate, author of the new book, The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Now, people will probably hear that accent and say, that doesn't sound like a Wisconsin native's accent.
I've spent the last 14 years in Kentucky.
So why is a Kentuckian writing the Wisconsin bucket list?
Good question. My friend in Kentucky, Michael Crisp, wrote the Kentucky bucket list, and I thought, what a great idea to show pride in your state. And I said, Michael, how do you feel about me writing the Wisconsin bucket list? It's an amazing place where I grew up. And he said, I think it's a great idea, and I think you should go for it. And he's shown me support ever since I started researching the book. And it's a fun way to show the amazing treasures of the state.
Yeah, it is. It's a fascinating place, isn't it?
It is. And the book shows it in a fun way.
So how much of Wisconsin have you seen yourself?
I grew up here. I was born in Fond du Lac, and I was raised in Wisconsin Rapids, and graduated from UWSP, got my first job with Kmart in the management program up in Hodeg Country in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and I've completed about half the list myself in the bucket list. There's 100 points, and I really have to give credit where the credit is due, and that's to good old mom and dad. They took my four siblings and I in the back of the Chevy station wagon when we were kids and toured us around the state of Wisconsin.
So you've seen many of the places, but not all of the places that you've selected for the bucket list.
Yes, I'd say we've seen half, and the other half have come from bucket list wishes from my own family in Kentucky. I have three girls and my wonderful husband, and we sat down and discussed where we'd like to go on vacations in the future. I bring them here twice a year during summer and winter.
So is there, you've done half of these. What haven't you done that's in your book that's near the top of your list?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I would say, personally, a game at Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
Packer game at Lambeau Field.
That's got to be on a lot of people's list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog sledding up in Bayfield with Wolfsong Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Going up inside the Big Muskie at the National Freshwater Fishing Museum in Hayward, Wisconsin.
There we go. You know what? Two of those are on my bucket list as well. The dog sledding in Bayfield, which has come up on this show before.
Really?
And I talked about possibly doing that. And the fish in Hayward, the giant muskie, was on my bucket list this year, but I wasn't able to do it. What I've been doing is asking listeners during this hour in particular to tell me where to go. And I promised at the beginning of the year that I would pick a different region of the state every month and go to one place or another every single month and then report back. And I post pictures on Facebook. And
great.
And we have a lot of fun with it. And it's not just to inspire me to travel around and see what Wisconsin has to offer, but to encourage and engage listeners to do the same. But I said I was going to go to the Giant Fish, but I made it to Bayfield. I went to a Big Top Chautauqua concert.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
Gordon Lightfoot. And I was in the area, but I just timing and schedule, I just wasn't able to make it to Hayward. So that's still on my list to walk into that giant muskie's mouth and the dog sledding too. Another one that I posted on Facebook, and it's not in your book as a winter activity. It's in your book as a summer activity. The sea caves in near Bayfield.
Yes.
We did do a kayak a few years ago around those sea caves in a kayak in Lake Superior. It's the Apostle Islands National Seashore. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful. My sister and I made like Thelma and Louise this summer, and we had a great experience going up there with Living Adventures. They took great care of us. They gave us great instructions, great safety instructions. We, you know, on Lake Superior, you have to know what you're doing when it comes to kayaking and navigating the sea caves. And we saw eagles snatch fish from the lake and nesting, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, I was told that in the wintertime, they are gorgeous, too. And you wait for the ice to freeze, and they become the ice caves.
I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, and I would love to do that. The past couple of years, the weather didn't cooperate. If it's at least when I was able to go, the ice wasn't firm enough. Or, I wasn't able to make it the past couple of years. So if the conditions are right this year, I hope to do that.
I think it's somewhere everybody in Wisconsin should visit at least once.
Yeah.
Bayfield, Wisconsin.
That's a beautiful place. And the Packer game, I've been to some Packer games, and I love the Packers in Lambeau Field. That's a magical place.
I've been to Lambeau Field. I've never been on game day. It is a magical place. I think it would be an exciting adventure for the whole family.
Have you done the tour of Lambeau and the Hall of Fame, even if you weren't able to see a game?
I've been to the Hall of Fame, and I was a kid, and I went with my mom and dad, and I can just remember having a really good time with them.
Well, those all sound like great adventures and wonderful things to have on a bucket list. What about you? Do you have an item or two that you would like to share that is on your Wisconsin bucket list, something that you've always wanted to do but haven't made it there yet? Or maybe you have done the quintessential Wisconsin experience and want to recommend something that we should consider to put on our own bucket lists. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Kelly Jo Stahl. She is the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Must get blue. You know I got the must get blue.
This is a Wisconsin bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November the 22nd. One of the items on my bucket list and my guest's bucket list is the giant muskie in Hayward. It is a muskie, isn't it, Kelly?
It is a muskie.
Yeah,
muskie is the fish of Wisconsin.
That's right. It's our state fish. So that's one of them. What's on your bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Have seen the sea caves? Want to see the ice caves? How about a game at Lambeau Field, a Packer game at Lambeau Field? How about dog sledding in Bayfield? That, with the snow falling, that's something to think about. So have you done the dog sledding? No, you haven't done the dog sledding.
I tried to last April. The trails were not safe. We did have a long winter. The groundhog lied to us all. But the trails weren't safe last April, so I do intend to get there this December. One of the fun things that I did do with my family and made great memories with was at Cambridge, Wisconsin, last July, and that was milking a cow here in Wisconsin at the Hinchley Dairy Farm. And
you gotta milk a cow.
Gotta milk a cow in Wisconsin, and that made for some really fun family memories. And something my girls really enjoyed, and I took my mom along for that, and they are open year-round, and they just ask you to call during the winter. They are a real working dairy farm. They have all sorts of animals there.
And what is the name of the farm again?
Hinchley Dairy Farm in Cambridge, Wisconsin.
Not too far away, okay.
No, right between Madison and Milwaukee.
And you also, I know I don't remember the name of it, but you said go to a cheese-making plant.
Wisconsin Dairy State Cheese. What a wonderful place. Their parking lot is always full. And if you know if the parking lot is full, you know what they're selling is good.
Now, where is that?
That is in Rudolph, Wisconsin. Yeah. If you blink, you're going to miss the town. Yeah. It is a small town, and it is just north of Wisconsin Rapids. They have hundreds of varieties of cheese. You can see them making the cheese curds right there on the premises. And they have great cheeses, and it's somewhere that my family always enjoys going when we come to visit, and we always have to bring cheese home for the neighbors.
Oh, sure you do. Yeah, that sounds great. We have some callers, so let's go to John in Richland. Hi, John.
Hi. My favorite thing to do, I've born and raised in Wisconsin 55 years now, never lived anywhere else, and my favorite thing in life is to take a walk in the woods.
Yeah,
in Richland
woods?
County, you can go up and down the valleys and climb the hills, and it's great exercise.
Thank you very much, John. Well, any woodland activities on the bucket list?
Absolutely. Rib Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And walk the trails with a friend or family in Rib Mountain. Beautiful trails in Rib Mountain.
And climb the tower and get in and look at the scenic overlook when you're up on the tip of Rib Mountain.
Absolutely. I think it's the second tallest area in the state.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was one that I was able to do in August, of all things. So just I went to Rib Mountain and no, it was not August. It was September, and the colors were very pretty. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so that was very nice. What about you? What's on your Wisconsin bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. A nice walk in the woods sounds good. Deborah in Marshfield is with us. Hi, Deborah.
Oh, hi there. One of my favorite things that I did as a child and exciting was my father used to drive us on the ice road from Bayfield to Madeline Island.
Oh.
And you could hear the ice cracking underneath the car.
Scary.
My father would say, you know, Lake Superior never gives up its dead.
Thanks,
Dad. And it was sort of exciting, thrilling, and beautiful to do. I have fond memories of that.
When I get up there for those CKs, I'm going to try to do that too. That sounds great.
Deborah, I love to hear those memories that people make with their family.
Yeah, that's right, because it lasts with you a lifetime. So, Deborah, what about around Marshfield? Is there any must-see place or event or, you know?
Well, the farmer's market in the summer in Marshfield is amazing on Saturdays and Wednesdays. There's a lot of Amish who bring their baked goods and their produce, and it's lovely color and culture. So I would recommend that.
You have a great wildlife zoo.
Yes, we do have a zoo, absolutely. And there's a wildlife area not too far where the sandhill cranes are. In a marsh, I can't think of the name, but that people come when the cranes gather, and it's quite beautiful. One other comment I have about the Apostle Islands is my father was a deer hunter and is still, and he used to hunt on Stockton Island before it became a park. Every winter, a boat would take his hunting party out there, and when it closed, my husband and I actually made a camping trip on Stockton Island, and were dropped off by a boat and stayed there for a week, and it was really a nice thing to do in my father's footsteps. We didn't have a gun. We were just camping, but to know that,
camping on an island, and now you can't do it, you're saying.
I don't know if you can anymore, but you can't deer hunt there.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Deborah. Yeah, I suppose camping anywhere can be a really beautiful Wisconsin experience. And,
And
deer hunting, I don't know if I want to put that on my list. I don't think I'm cut out for that.
Well, hunting season, rifle season Open Saturday, Joy, in hunting for the 30-point buck, I think, is on a lot of hunters' lists.
That's right. It is. It really is. I know my brother-in-law will be out there. He'll be on his tree stand somewhere near Leona, Wisconsin. So I know he's on it. I think it's tomorrow, right? So
it's Saturday morning,
yes. He's going to be heading up there today, I'm sure, to be there for opening weekend. But, yeah, so that's something he does every single year. Well, you know, you grew up, you spent time anyway in Wisconsin Rapids. Is there something in that region?
Absolutely. The annual water ski state show is in Wisconsin Rapids on Lake Wazeecha. And I grew up right off Lake Wazeecha in Southwood County Park. And not too long ago, this year, the water ski teams from all over the state got together, and instead of competing, they managed their people and they built one pyramid out of people, the largest human water ski pyramid, it's going to be hopefully in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Let's see what Zach in Milton wants to recommend. Hi, Zach.
Oh, hey. Actually, this place is in Baraboo. It's called Forevertron. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's a giant metal sculpture garden, all made out of scrap metal. It's a pretty amazing place. It's like a roadside attraction.
I have driven by it, Zach, but I have not actually stopped to look at it. So neat.
Oh yeah, it's a fascinating place. They have like there's a ladybug there that's like probably the size of a school bus.
There's and so then, many great things.
Yeah, and the Forevertron middle part is just it's a very surreal place. It's really cool. I've never really been anywhere like it. So.
And it's free, you say.
Yes, it's completely free. I was talking to the owner, and she wants to keep it that way. The people even get married there and stuff. It's a really interesting place.
I thank you very much for sharing that. I have driven by this metal sculpture park. On your way to the Dells or anything else, it's right in that Baraboo area, and never thought to stop because it's, you know, but it's neat.
I've never heard of that. There's so many great places in Baraboo. In researching this book, the Aldo Leopold Center.
Oh, yeah.
The International Crane Foundation, Circus World. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, that's got a lot of attractions, and I think I saw most of those on the bucket list. The a water park in Wisconsin Dells?
Oh, absolutely. The world's best destination for water parks. Some place my kids always have to go to when we come visit. They always have to have the bragging rights to that.
Well, speaking of the Dells, Gary in Dubuque, Iowa is with us. Hi, Gary.
Wow.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. And you have something that's in the Dells to recommend.
Well, I can't imagine going to the Dells and not taken at some time during the day or evening the Tommy Bartlett Water Show. I was 15 when I first saw the show, when they had traveling shows around the country, and they actually did a show here on the Mississippi. And I had started to water ski. My cousin taught me, and so I competed for years. And at one point, I think I was about 20, one of the skiers was injured, and I had put an application in, and I remember the manager said that he had this pile of applications, but he put mine on top because I was the closest person that I could be up there in 2 hours.
Oh.
So I hurried up there and spent 7 great seasons skiing and did clowning at night. Aqua the Clown.
Oh, neat. Well, so you were one of the famous Tommy Bartlett Water Show skiers.
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
It was a great bunch of skiers. At that time, I would say we had probably the most talented skiers doing the most difficult tricks. And Skip Gilkerson was the beach boss. He's well known. He's now a judge for water ski shows, and he was quite a football coach in his time.
Very neat.
But a wonderful summer and a great group of people to work with.
Gary, thank you so much. So, yeah, lots of stuff. It's an honor to talk to a
Absolutely.
Tommy Bartlett water skier. That's great. Thanks very much. One more before our news break. Jeff in Superior. Hi, Jeff. What's on your bucket list? Oh, he went away. Oh, that's too bad. So we have a minute just before our news. Kelly Jo, you want to give us
yes,
one more?
Yes, one of the things in Superior that I have on the bucket list is the last above water whaleback ship, and it's a museum in Superior. There are below water whaleback ships, but the last one in the world is in Superior.
What is a whaleback ship?
It is a particular vessel, and it is in the way it is built, and I can't describe it,
okay.
But it is the last one in the world, and it is in Superior, Wisconsin, and it is a museum that you can tour there.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to check news from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. We'll also hear this week's edition of Wisconsin Life on Apple Cider, and then we will be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is a Wisconsin Bucket List edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, November 22nd. We'll continue talking with the author of the Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience, in just a few minutes. And we will welcome your questions and suggestions, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But first, though, it's time for Wisconsin Life. America's first drink has been enjoying a renaissance in recent years. More artisans are making and more people are drinking hard apple cider. On a windy fall day, Deidre Birmingham takes us on a walk through her cider orchard near Blanchardville.
I'm Deirdre Birmingham, and I own the cider farm near rural Hollandale. And I'm the chief executive orchardist here. My husband is the CTO, which is our chief tractor officer, since I break it and he repairs it. Cider came over with people who emigrated here first, and that was from England. And they brought with them apple trees, apple seeds. A lot of that was apples for drinking. It wasn't apple pie so much that they were after. And in fact, it was safer to drink than the water in the earliest days. There weren't sanitary systems, so you were at risk just drinking water. But then as people started moving, you know, west of the Mississippi, around that time you also had a lot of German immigration. And then Prohibition came along, and orchards that had been developed for cider apples were cut down. And they started calling apple juice then cider. So that was kind of the end of cider as part of our culture. And now it's coming back, and people are discovering what our early American presidents enjoyed so much. John Adams was known to drink a tankard every morning, felt that was good for his health. I don't practice that myself, but I might have my little tankard in the evening. Cider apples are categorized into four groups, and one is your sweets, another one is your sharps, and those would be tart apples, so they're high in acid, like a Macintosh. Another is bittersweet, so the bitter means it has tannins, and then it's low in acid. Then you have bitter sharps that are both high in acid and in tannins. I have about a total of 12 varieties, two of those being the U.S. disease-resistant cultivars, and then the others being the nine English and one French variety. So we still have a few apples up higher on the trees that I'll be coming through with a ladder to get as we just kind of finish up things Otherwise, we're finishing our harvest of Liberties and our English cider apples. We just finished harvesting. The latest maturing one was Stabenet. Chiseled Jersey is another one from the Jersey region of England. And so we just finished those late ones last week. Ciders are typically a blended product. So doing a single varietal cider is not the norm. The norm is to do a blend. There's a lot of art to it, just like there is to wine making. So, and in the U.S. there are starting to be some very nice, finely crafted ciders. So soon in the liquor sections, we'll be seeing a cider section. And that's what we need. We need more and more cider makers so that now you not just see wine or beer, you see cider.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Kelly Jo Stull during this hour. She's a Wisconsin native, born in Fond du Lac, raised in Wisconsin Rapids, graduate of UW-Stevens Point, author of The Wisconsin Bucket List. And we are welcoming your suggestions for places that you want to see or do in Wisconsin before you die. What's on your Wisconsin bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Kelly Jo, that hard apple cider made me think of all the other wonderful adult beverages we have around Wisconsin, and there are some in your book.
Yes, let's start off with the Miller Brewery tour. I can remember going there as a child with my siblings and my mother and father, and the smell of the mash, the barley and hops, the big smile that came across my father's face at the end of the tour when he got his first sip on a hot day of a cold Miller beer, the world's largest six-pack in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the official cocktail of Wisconsin, the brandy old-fashioned.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned the old-fashioned bar in Madison is
yes.
a place to visit.
Yes, that is their signature drink there, and they have some great Wisconsin beers as well, over 150, I believe, as well as great Wisconsin cuisine. You can also get a great brandy old fashioned at the Duck Inn in Delavan, Wisconsin. And
you're headed to one of Wisconsin's best wineries after you're done here. Tell us where you're going and why.
I am going to Prairie du Sac, home of Wollersheim Winery and Vineyard. And also, they have a sister winery in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, the Cedarburg Winery. And they are not only notorious for their wine in Wisconsin, but they have won countless awards in the nation up against California wines. And they have been mentioned also in Salon Magazine worldwide for the wines, which is quite an accomplishment.
We have some callers, and it looks like Jeff in Superior has called back. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Good morning, ladies. Great show. I love talking about Wisconsin. I was born in Superior, and one of the things I've always enjoyed doing, but I don't get to do it enough, so it's on my list to do it again, is to go to Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island, because the beach is about a mile long, and it's in a semicircular half-moon shape. And when you're camping on the island and it's about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning on a warm summer evening, you can go out into the lake with the moon shining, and it's just magical to swim in the dark.
Wow.
In
it's
Lake Superior.
A little chilly though, isn't it, Jeff?
Not always. No. Because the beach is so shallow and it goes for such a distance. During the warm summer day, it'll heat up that water.
Oh, sure.
60 degrees sometimes.
Wow, that does sound magical.
I have been to Big Bay State Park, and it is beautiful. And that beach, it's kind of rocky, isn't it? Little stones.
Mm-hmm. There are some, yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is. And I've never gone camping there, though. That would be great.
And there's no peripheral light from a large city, so it's like you're in a dome of stars.
Oh, stargazing. Thank you, Jeff, very much for that suggestion. Everybody's up in the northwest part of the state or recommending. Here we go. Anne in Grafton wants to talk about the Apostle Islands, too. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Anne, are you there? Anne, I hear you, but you don't hear me, apparently. All right. Where else besides the far northwest corner of the state and the Apostle Islands, what else is on your bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Here's something that's on my bucket list. It just opened, though, recently. Let's take a listen. You're looking like, what is that, Kelly Jo? That's Les Paul. That's Les Paul playing the guitar.
I'm headed there Sunday.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about it.
Waukesha, Wisconsin, home of Les Paul, birthplace and resting place of Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar town now. They picked Waukesha, Wisconsin, guitar town did, because Les Paul invented the solid body electric guitar, and he's a phenomenal musician as well as inventor.
And in the last year, the Les Paul Museum opened up, I believe. I think it's been within the last year.
Yes. I haven't been in it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so that will be good. And here's another famous person who spent a lot of time in Wisconsin anyway, and I'm wondering if there's a bucket list destination regarding this gentleman.
So long, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Got Taliesin on your list?
Taliesin is on the list. And if you notice, in the book, there's also quotes with each bucket list item. And I tried to include a lot of quotes from famous Wisconsin people. And there is one from Frank Lloyd Wright with Taliesin.
Well, do you remember it?
Oh.
No, you're
not. It is the four rules or laws of Frank Lloyd Wright, and I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's
I don't
right.
want to butcher it.
No, that's okay. Lots of famous people are either from or spent a considerable amount of time in Wisconsin. And I just opened this up by chance, and experience Laura Ingalls Wilder's pioneering at the Little House Wayside in Pepin, Wisconsin.
Yes.
So that would be exciting to do. She spent a lot of time there. I think that's where she wrote one of her Little House books.
Yes, Little House in the Big
Woods.
Or it was
about that area.
Yes.
Yeah. We are talking about things to do in Wisconsin, things that are on your bucket list, perhaps, or that you think should be on my bucket list. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpin, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Matters, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Wisconsin Bucket List edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 22nd. Well, regular listeners know that I have been traveling to different regions of the state all year long, well, actually for a few years now, actually, to find quintessential Wisconsin experiences. And I usually report back and post a photo or two on Facebook. And while I have been to many, many Wisconsin communities for different cultural events or experiences, there are several in the book, The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience, that I have not tried yet. So I am taking notes during this hour with our guest. She is the author of the book, Kelly Jo Stull, and I'm taking notes with your suggestions, too. Tell Joy where to go. What's on your bucket list? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. As I mentioned earlier in the hour, I do plan on going to the Apostle Islands to see the ice caves whenever I can. I'm going to do that and drive on the ice road from the mainland or Bayfield to Madeline Island. I like Kelly Jo's suggestion to go dog sledding in Bayfield once I'm up there. That sounds fun. And even if it is wintertime, I'll see if I can stop and see the giant muskie in Hayward while I'm kind of in that region, either on the way there or the way back. There are many others other things that are on my list. Like I said earlier, I do want to go to House on the Rock. I have never been to House on the Rock. That is like the most popular place to go in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is the number one tourist destination in Wisconsin, and it is also home of the largest indoor carousel in the world.
Very cool. Very cool. So that's one. And you were looking through the book and saying that another one that you thought would be fun is some sort of quilting museum of some sort?
Yes, it is a place I recently took my mother. It is the Wisconsin Museum of Quilt and Fiber Arts in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. And right now they are showing the Japanese exhibit of quilts. And it is one of three museums nationally that has this exhibit. It's a traveling exhibit. And it is also a place where you can take your kids. And they have make and take ornaments during December that they have a lady come in. She's a retired teacher, and she will do crafts with your kids twice a month. And she will provide a whole cultural experience, tell you about the lesson, and teach and a little bit more about fiber arts with your children.
Sounds good. I love this one. I just opened up the book, number 88. Visit a town with an unusual name. There are plenty of those in Wisconsin. Little Hope, Polecat Crossing, Exile, Nutterville.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I think I went through Slab City the other day.
Oh, there you go.
Let's go to Lynn in Racine. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, ladies. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. You mentioned Laura Ingalls Wilder. She was born in Pepin, and her first book is written about Pepin. But every year, I think it's the third Saturday, third weekend in September, they have a Laura Ingalls Wilder Festival with all kinds of hands-on activities. So if you haven't been there, I suggest it. But the other reason I called was on my bucket list is to go to, I believe it's Milton, where there is an underground railroad stop.
Oh, really? Okay, I think wonderful. I'm vaguely familiar with that.
Yeah, so. And one of these days I will get there. And there are many other places around the state that are just wonderful. So I'm looking forward to finding the book. I'm going out today and I'm going to look for it.
Yeah, thanks very much. Where is it available, Kelly?
You can go on my website at Book the Wisconsin Bucket List and find locations under the tab that says the book. I'm trying to get it out to more stores. If you are a gift shop or a bookshop that would like to carry my book, you can reach me at my website, bookthewisconsinbucketlist.com, or you can go to Amazon and find the Wisconsin Bucket List. And I'd love for you to purchase it there.
Yep. Thank you very much. Let's go to Tom in Strum. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. What is on your bucket list, Tom?
Oh, the southwestern part of the state. There's so much to do down around Platteville, below Chaparral du Chien. Belmont was the first state capital. And when you're driving through, go to Dickeyville, to the Dickeyville Grotto.
Yeah, you know what? Gary Knowles, one of our regular guests, took a picture of the Dickeyville Grotto. Do you know the story behind that, Tom? I don't remember.
Oh, I'm pretty vague on it, but I think there was someone who just decided that needed to be done, and it was very folk art looking.
Yeah, lots of artwork. You're looking quizzical at Kelly Jo.
Yeah.
That's not that didn't make it
no,
in your book.
No, yeah. I mean, I think I could do volume two on the bucket list. There's so much to do in Wisconsin, so much to explore.
Yeah, here's another interesting one. Marianne and Kashina. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Marianne. Kashina's on the list.
Oh, it is.
Well, this is not necessarily a destination, but I am from the East Coast, and I live on the Menominee Reservation, and I've really kind of embraced the Native ways, and I've been privileged enough to do two activities which are incredible. One is wild ricing. It's just such a neat experience going along the river.
Very cool.
Kind of pushing yourself into the reeds and banging the heck out of them, and the rice falls into your boat, and then it's a very lengthy process to clean it and get it up, you know, separated and all. But another thing is sugar camp. Up here, they actually allow the children to go out of school to do the maple sugar camping. And it's, again, just a wonderful community-type experience because it's very time-consuming, but just so fun. And then the nicest thing about both of these activities, they make for wonderful gifts for the holidays or for really any time. You know, a product right from Wisconsin that you were very instrumental in gathering and processing. So very cool, I think.
Very cool.
I think it is very cool, too. Thank you very much, Marianne, for sharing that. Wonderful. And what is Kashina in the book for?
Dancing a Native American Powwow. You can do that. Every August, they invite the public to come dance with them a Native American Powwow at Kashina, Wisconsin. And I found out in researching this book so much that I didn't know about before. And the Menominee Native American people, their reservation covers the whole county of Menominee County. And it can be seen by now. Saw in outer space, which I did not know. The whole outline of the county can be seen in outer space because of the way they harvest the timber in the county.
Interesting.
Yes, and they use the philosophy of Chief Oshkosh to this day to harvest the county timber.
Excellent. Well, you know, one last call of Marilyn in Washburn. You like the Apostle Islands too, huh?
Oh, yes. I moved from Madison up to Washburn, and my goal in life is to go to all of the 22 Apostle Islands, but I think we can only go to 21 because one of them is just for birds.
That's for the eagles.
Is it called Gull Island, maybe?
Okay.
That we're not allowed on. Only the birds are allowed on. But and then the Wisconsin Land Legacy Report, they have all these five-star areas, like Bad River, the Sloughs, and the Pinocchi Hills, and Peter's Dome. So I can't wait to buy this book for a present.
Yes, it'll make a great holiday gift, especially for that person who has everything.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. And Kelly Jo, thank you, too. We unfortunately are out of time. We barely scratched the surface.
I know.
And there's still a lot more to do. So we will, maybe we'll have to have you back.
I'd love to come back.
Thanks very much for being with us. Kelly Jo Stull is the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. She is a Wisconsin native and a UW Stevens Point graduate. Thanks to Christy Taylor for producing this hour. Thanks to Robin Cherry for on-air production and direction. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. This time on Monday, we will be talking about tips for successful holiday travel. So join us for that on Monday. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey, once about.